Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Of course, in rural Minnesota, we have a lot of folks in the agricultural industry. Mm-hmm. And this drought is getting to be kind of serious. It's actually better in Minnesota than it is in other parts of the Midwest, but it's still starting to get kind of serious.
Yeah. It's, you know, the farther south you go, the worse it's been. They haven't had rain in Texas for, you know, who knows how long. But, yeah, it's starting to, not starting to, it's really having a serious effect on corn. And mm-hmm. corn prices yep. are going up on the soybean market. And yeah, Minnesota is placed a little better because we've had a little more rain than other places. But
right.
Still, it's not looking good unless we get some rain pretty soon.
Yeah, I think we're, in a probably a little bit better position than other parts around the country. In the long run, this could be really great news for farmers mm-hmm. who get a decent crop. Because the prices are being affected. That's interesting, too, because we've talked about this before. The U.S. is a big producer of corn and soybeans in particular, but mm-hmm. lots of other crops. And but it's also a global economy. And so, you know, it's often been said on this program that, you know, the drought in whatever part of the U.S. is probably not going to have as big of an impact as it used to on prices. But that's going against the grain now because it's having an effect on the prices.
Well, yeah, and with something as widespread as it is this year, you know, I mean, we're really looking at big corn-producing areas like Illinois and Iowa.
Right.
And corn is used in everything.
Exactly.
You know, for practically any kind of food you can think of, corn has some kind of a role in it. And so you have the price of corn going up, and that's going to drive up the price of that food. And as far as soybeans go, you know, the price of soybeans goes up. Minnesota is a net exporter of soybeans to places like Japan, you know, and so it's an effect that's going to be beyond our borders and beyond just what the price of a can of corn is going to be.
No question. Any meat that you eat, likely as not, it was a corn-fed mm-hmm. animal that mm-hmm. that meat came from.
So the wax on apples.
The wax
corn-based.
On apples. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I learn something new every day on this show.
You bet.
I did not know that.
You bet.
That the wax on apples was a corn product. So, in the long run, as I say, this if farmers in Minnesota come up with even a halfway decent crop, it mm-hmm. could actually spell a good economic picture for those
yep.
farmers. But it does, you know, kind of make your heart hurt for all those farmers who are suffering with a crop that may not yield anything in some parts of the U.S.
Yeah, it's very sad to see, you know, and there's crop insurance, but that only goes so far.
Right. I mean, you're going to get a portion of what you might have gotten if you had brought in a crop, and the input costs are monumental for these farmers.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's a losing proposition, probably more than likely, even if you do get the insurance payout. So,
mm-hmm.
Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.